Hello, 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 everybody, and welcome to Super Meek's Music and Motivation. And today we're going to be talking about all things, not some things, but all things working together for your good. And we're going to be coming from Romans chapter 8, verse 28, and it says, "And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose." But before we get started, you know how we do. Let's start this thing off with the song. And the first song we're going to play here today is "To the Top" by The Misfits, which is yours truly, Shamika, aka Super Meek, and my husband, Aaron Banks, aka Double A.
Put your hands up.
Oh, yeah. Studio Praise, Double A, Main Man B, Super Meek in the building. Goes a little to something like this. Hey, special shot going out to my main man Bo. Can't forget about my main man Zay. Also going out to the 202 Landover Mobs up in here. Yes. Also, we can't forget about 14th and Clifton. Main man Charles and friends. Super Meek, give a little something to think about, baby girl. Give it to me right here. Put your hands up, my Ivy City Mob. Put your hands up, 14th and Clifton. Put your hands up, a Sim Space Mob. Put your hands up.
Hey, everybody, put your hands up. And if you love yourself, then you put your hands up. And if you love God, then you put your hands up. Marble medals to the top, put your hands up.
There will be obstacles in the way, but you gotta have faith and always pray. Rebuke all the demons, do you hear what I say? We're going to the top by the end of the day. Hey, a Trinidad, hey. A to the top, hey. A Queen Street, hey. A to the top, hey. Montella Ave, hey. To the top, hey. Sims Place Crew, hey. A to the top.
Trinidad, born and raised is the hood. On places the block I keep it locked and it's good. I'm burning bars with the torch when I speak. I shut them down from the pulpit when I preach. Double A, Super Me, Go-Go Juicy to the top. We bend the go-go flavor with the sound of hip hop. Spinner cranking tracks, I got that heat. Audio so sick, like Dr. Dre making beats.
Let it ride, y'all.
All right, and welcome back. So I hope you liked that and enjoyed that. That was me and my husband, also an artist named Double A, and myself named Super Meek. And we are called The Misfits. It was also Go Go Juicy on that track. That was one of my first tracks making with my husband as a recording artist, and I am so excited about, you know, all the things that God has allowed me to see, you know, on this journey as an artist, as well as the things that I'm looking forward to that I still haven't done. I've been on stages, I've been on internet radios, I have been able to do different, you know, events and cookouts and things like that. So I'm so grateful for the opportunities that God has afforded me. I remember praying a prayer back in the day before all of this happened. And I always say prayer, you know, changes things. And I would say, you know, for me, it was that prayer that changed everything in my life. It was like a magical moment, so to speak, you know. Of course, we know it's supernatural, and it's also activated by faith. And I remember being in a situation where I wasn't necessarily in alignment with God's will for my life. So I wasn't doing everything that I was supposed to do. I was cutting up, in other words. But I knew that my relationship with God was the most important thing. And so even though everything else was out of alignment, my heart was still for God. So I remember praying this prayer, God, if you get me through this, then I will sing your praises forever. Not sometimes, not for a period of my time. Oh, I'll be singing for a period of my time, but then I'll retire. No, I said forever. And I really meant that within my heart, you know, and in my soul, you know, with my whole mind, because I knew all the things that God had already brought me through. And I just could not see myself not getting through what I was going through at that time. I saw myself coming through. And in a moment of desperation, I said a prayer. And not too many months later, there were doors open for me to start recording music, which was my dream. And so I let this be an encouragement to you, no matter where you are on your journey, whether you have a dream or whether you're going through something right now that's not completely in alignment with the vision or with the purpose that God has for your life, be encouraged today that God still hears your prayers and that he still answers prayers. And it all starts with just, you know, having faith to still believe God and then repenting. Once we come to an understanding that, you know, we need to change in order for us to truly, you know, live and be and have and do the things of God as a kingdom citizen. Once you understand that, then you go back to God and you repent from your ways. And that doesn't just mean you give him mouth service. That means that you have a change of heart. And once your heart has changed, then you should be able to, with your mouth, confess, Lord, I am sorry. I missed it. I messed up. Forgive me for my sins. See, God is not just responding to what we say out of our mouth. He's responding to what's in our hearts. And so once you know better, you do better. And then once you go through that repentance, then you know God is going to restore you. He said, if my people would humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven. And so I want you guys to understand that, no, I have not lived a perfect life, not at all. Even though I was raised in church, my dad is a pastor, my mom kept us in church, you know, and she was always faithful with that. And I've been learning the word since I was a little girl. And I remember my mom telling me that I was an evangelist, and God put it on her spirit when she gave birth to me, since I was a little girl. And it's in my book, Priceless. If you don't have it, definitely you want to get a copy of that as well. But I just wanted to share my testimony a little bit. I have not lived the perfect life. I was the rebellious child. I was the one who was like, God, prove it to me. I know you're real because I'm seeing things. I was having visions as a little girl. You know, I had dreams as a little girl. And all of these things made me know that God was real, but I didn't understand to what capacity, because religion said one thing, and then another religion said another thing, and then life said another thing, and then some of my favorite favorite idols and people I looked up to on the TV and on the radio, they said another thing. So how was I supposed to know who God really was? And even discrediting the Bible because of, you know, so many people who said they've fact checked, they've done history, you know, checks. And there's so many changes that have been done to the original text, and it can leave you sitting there lost and confused. And that's where I was. But so I may have tried things and I may have ventured off many different times, but every time that I did, God came and put me back in the right position as his daughter. And so I haven't lived the perfect life, you know. I've lived the blessed life by the grace of God, but I haven't been perfect myself, which leads me into what we're talking about today. All things work together for your good. And I'm going to read that scripture again. It's Romans chapter 8, verse 28. And it says, and we know, not we think, or maybe, should have, could have, might, I don't know, but no. And we know to know something is to rest assured that it is truth. That all things, not some things, not just the things that we think will work for our good, not just the things that we have been taught strategically to do, not just the things when we get it right and we're like, yay, I dotted that I, yay, I crossed that T, look at me. Not just those things, all things work together for good. For good. He didn't say that it was going to be all right. He said it's going to be good to them that love God. Let me ask you this today. Do you love God? I know it was Erica Cameron who said, I love God. You love God? What's wrong with you, right? And so I love God. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about from even at my lowest points, in my darkest hours, he was there, okay? And so I love God with my whole heart, right? But he also says, if you love me, then you would obey me. And if you love me, then you would feed my sheep. And so that's that journey that we go through as believers, of that process of sanctification, so that we can be holy as he is holy. And so that his Holy Spirit can dwell inside of us and can function and operate in us and through us in our lives. So I say this to say, you know, I love God, but he also challenges us. If you love me, then you would obey me. Okay. And so there is a challenge there for us to say to ourselves, you know, whenever we have those moments of contradiction, we all do, when we're being, you know, drifting, or whenever we're being pulled to a different way or being tossed, you know, to and fro, we got to remember we are anchored in God. Okay. And so we have to ask ourselves, when those challenging moments or compromising situations come, do I love God? Because if I love him, I'm gonna obey him. I'm gonna obey his word, okay? And to them who are called according to his purpose, God has a purpose for every last one of our lives. And we have to know that, and we have to operate as such. But not just that, what we're doing, whether we're doing the right thing or whether we're doing the godly thing, but even, and this may not be popular, but it's the truth, even when we're not. If we're called according to his purpose, I heard someone say recently, they said there's a difference between the people who are called and the people who are chosen. A lot of times we think, okay, the person who's chosen, that's because they did everything right. You know, I might miss the mark and then I ain't going to be chosen. But if you really pay attention to the people who God chooses, they ain't perfect people. They serve a perfect God who is able to take some of the worst situations and flip the script and transform that person from the inside out. And now they are a walking, talking testimony for Christ. He's very intentional with that. So I was listening to Tony Evans. Me and my husband, we do Bible studies. And so one of the Bible studies we're doing right now is called Destiny. And Tony Evans said, you know, there's the good, the bad, and the bitter. And I loved it. That's why I'm talking about it today, because there is the good. You know, you got those good moments. Oh, I got married. Woo, woo. Okay. Oh, I graduated with my doctorate. Woo, woo. You know, I finally, you know, I'm on track with my purpose and my mission and my ministry. I went to seminary school. Woo, woo. Or I finally graduated from college after dropping out the first time and getting pregnant. I finally graduated with my degree. Whoop, whoop. You know what I'm saying? I finally got the promotion. I'm finally making the money. You know, whoop, whoop. You know what I'm saying? And you get excited about the good. But, you know, that just goes without saying. It's good. So good is obviously going to work together for our good, right? But what about the bad? And, you know, Tony Evans put the bad like this. He said, you know, the bad is like those things that we do when we sin or when we fail or when we make mistakes. And we all can relate to that. I know I definitely can relate to that bad part where, you know, I missed the mark. You know, I struggled throughout my life with an addiction for alcohol, you know, and this is my testimony. And so, you know, I didn't realize it, you know, until later in life, because early in life, you know, everyone that I knew was drinking and, you know, maybe smoking a J or something like that. So, you know, it was quite the norm in my life. Right. Even though I was a church girl, everyone I knew went to church in some shape, form, or fashion, or their parents took them to church, but we still had a life outside of the church. And so that life outside of those four walls, you know, a lot of times included drinking and premarital sex, as well as smoking. We partied and we did a whole lot of things where we were really just, you know, in our flesh. And so the bad, okay. When I look back over my life at like the worst times, alcohol was always there. It was always there. It was like, this would not have happened if I was in my sober mind. Not to blame alcohol, because a lot of people say, don't go blaming alcohol. You just don't want to take responsibility of your actions. No, I take responsibility for my actions because I decided to have that drink, whether I did so ignorantly or not. I take responsibility for that decision. However, we do need to be able to identify certain things in our lives that just need to go. Because if it doesn't go, then the same results that you have been getting thus far, whether you like them or not, that's what you're going to get. So if you don't like the results that you're giving, that you're getting, then you definitely need to make some changes. And when you can identify something like that, that's a blessing to be able to identify and say, hey, this needs to change in my life. And I remember when I identified it, I was in an AA meeting and I heard other people telling testimonies that sound just like mine. And I was like, hold on. Wow, are you serious? And the truth of the matter is, yes, this is a common thing for people who have a history of alcoholism. It's a common thing that they will have, you know, alcohol be their go-to thing when they're dealing with social anxieties or when they're feeling uncomfortable in certain environments, or some people have just been doing it for so long that it's just something they do routinely and habitually, not just for social gatherings, but, you know, right there at home for no reason. They just drink, you know, and to hear the testimonies of people who had been clean and sober for 20 years, 30 years, 40 years, I'm just like, wow, how did they do that? Because, you know, it's just a normal thing to say, hey, I'm celebrating. And so for me, you know, that whole thing is, you know, just my testimony. It was the bad. It was bad. And so if you can relate, definitely leave a comment on the post or, you know, wherever you can reach me, let me know. But yeah, that was my story. My story was that I drank a lot and I partied a lot. And, you know, as a result, I had to deal with a lot of, you know, negative consequences that I didn't like. I had to deal with the bad. And in many cases, it did make me bitter. But the way Tony Evans describes the bitter is those things that happen to us that we didn't do anything to deserve. It just happened to you, you know? And sometimes those things can leave you bitter. It's like, why, God? This is unfair, you know? And it's out of your control. So you could literally be stuck there like, why, God? But instead of getting bitter, it's good for us to know that those things too work for our good. You got to think about the young girl who's been raped or the young girl who has been through child molestation, or you got to think about the parents that may be divorced and how sometimes that can, you know, leave someone, you know, feeling empty in certain parts of their lives. You got to think about these things, not because, you know, you want to be the victim, but you got to recognize it so you can be able to say, God, I know that this is still working for my good. Ignoring it doesn't make it go away. And so I need to be able to say, God, you are still using this, even this situation, for my good. And it goes along with your purpose that you have for my life. See, God doesn't just use the good. He doesn't just use the degrees. He doesn't just use the marriage. He doesn't just use the good. He uses the bad too. I used to drink, you know, so somebody else can be free. You know, he uses the bitter. Okay, I went through things that were not my fault, but it still impacted my life. But I still had to learn to forgive and allow God to heal me so that I can actually receive his blessings and for my life and fulfill my purpose. So I have to be able to recognize that even in those things that weren't good, it was still working for my good. And so I had to share that today because that really touched my heart yesterday. I love how he put it, the good. We all know the good. We all love the good, the bad. We all have done some bad in our lives, you know, the bitter. We all have had experiences where it wasn't our fault and we could be left bitter. Like, why did he do that to me? Why did he, you know, and not to downplay some of our experiences like domestic violence and things like that. But the reality is that at some point we have to go from being the victim to the victor. You can't be both. You know, see, the victim is the one who has allowed whatever the situation is to conquer them. But the victor is the person who has conquered the situation. And I talk about that in my book, Priceless, as well. It's a difference. You can't be both at the same time. So if you're ever having a moment where you're having a pity party and you feel sorry because of something someone else has done, one of the things that helps me the most is I look at some of the things that I've done and I say, God, if you can forgive me, and I know I need to be forgiven, then I can forgive them. Yeah, it's important. Doesn't mean that you give them access again. It doesn't mean that you continue to allow them to hurt you in that way again. It just means that you let it go. See, forgiveness is for you. It's not necessarily for the other person. See, when we have unforgiveness in our hearts become cold. It become hard. And it makes it hard for God to sow good seeds inside of us so we can have the harvest of the things that we want to see in our lives, you know, because that bitterness has grown cold inside of our hearts. That unforgiveness has grown cold inside of our hearts, and it's hard and it's cold and it's bitter. And we have to get to a place where we recognize that in order for God to put the blessings in our heart, to give us the desires of our hearts that actually are in alignment with his desires for our lives, which we know that his desire for all of us is to prosper and to be in good health as our soul prospers. So God has great plans for us, okay? But how can he put it inside of our hearts as long as they are hard and cold? So unforgiveness is for you. Because what it does is it gives you the opportunity to heal and then grow. And then God will take that experience, how you healed, how you recovered, so you can go to someone else and say, you will get through this. And so I just wanted to share that with you today about how God uses the good, the bad, and the bitter. We used to say the good, the bad, and the ugly, but I like how he put bitter, you know, because some things leave a bitter taste in our mouths. And we have to be able to let it go. And it's easy to say, let it go. Talk about this in Priceless as well. It's easy to say, let it go, as if healing is in the process. And then a lot of people say healing is not linear. It's not. That's why I say you can't be the victim and the victor at the same time. When those moments or when those thoughts come rushing into your mind or your heart before you react to it or before you get stuck in a funk, remember that you can shift your thoughts from being the victim to being the victor. But I overcame. But God stepped in and delivered me. But I'm still here. Okay? And God still has a purpose for my life. Yes, I missed it. But God still has a purpose for my life. And sometimes when things happen, you know, that are bad, it can make us feel like, you know, we can't really appreciate the good. I remember getting my doctorate and I had some things going on in my life. And it was hard for me to really say, Dr. Shamika Banks. But, you know, over time, God just kept reminding me, and my husband too, of course, you know, that Shamika, this is the plan that I have for your life. And this is what you said that you wanted. And it's in alignment with my will for your life. That's why it's so. Don't be afraid or ashamed of the bad things that you have done. Repent and appreciate the good. See, don't let the bad stop you from appreciating the good things in your life. Okay? And then also when the bad comes, don't let it get to a point where you're like, okay, this is so bad. This is so bad. This is so bad. Understand that trouble only lasts for a season. And get the lesson. Because in the next season, you don't want to repeat that lesson again. Trust me, you don't. It's like going around and around in circles. How do we break these cycles? And so that is the word for today with Super Meek's music and motivation. So that was the motivation. Just be encouraged, whether it's good, bad, or bitter. God still is working it out for, or working it together for your good. And don't forget, we love God, so we should obey him and we should also feed his sheep. That means that we should be also sharing the word of God with others, sharing this great God with others. How can you know God has done so many things for you and not want to tell somebody about it? Right? And don't forget also that it's according to his purpose for our lives. And he has great things planned for us and in store for us. Sometimes we have a fear of, God, if it don't work out my way, then it's not going to be good. It's not going to be great. God said, no, let me tell you, my plan my will is perfect. It's pleasing. Okay. And it's acceptable. All the other stuff you come up with is not acceptable, because sometimes we want to do things that's not God's will for our life. And God knows why he says no. It's not that we know that his promises are yes and amen, but sometimes he says no because he knows that if he gives us certain things, it will do more harm than good. He said, I will not withhold any good thing from you. He didn't say anything from you. He said any good thing from you. So some things we see as good are not good for us. And so we have to know that if God says that it's going to work together for our good and for according to his will for our lives, then we have to trust him that his will and his perfect will is good for our lives as well. So we can release and we can relax and we don't have to try to force nothing. We can just trust God in the process and allow him to grow us and allow him to develop us and to purge us for his glory. There's so many testimonies of what God can do. I'm one of them, but you know, there's a world full. He said, we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. So my testimony in Priceless is definitely, I was not living like the church girl I really was, right? And God came and he set me free, you know, with the revelation that, okay, you did this to yourself. Okay, but guess what? I'm going to pick you up and you're going to get beauty for ashes. And even still, if you miss it, even after you giving your life to God, please understand that you still can get it right. It's not over. It ain't never over until God says it's over. And if you're his child, then guess what? You're always going to have a heart for him. Now, that doesn't mean that we should continue to sin, because we know sin brings about destruction and death, okay, in our lives, okay? Not just talking about physical death. We're talking about spiritual death. And it can sometimes lead to a physical death. Just imagine if I would have just kept on drinking and then driving or something like that. You know, accidents happen every day. So we do need to be cautious. We don't need to go through this life carelessly. I mean, I have, and I really look back at it in retrospect, and I just say, thank you, God, for keeping me. Thank you, God, for saving me. Thank you, God, for healing me. You know, it's so much to be thankful for. He's been protecting us from danger, seen and unseen. You know, there's things we don't even know that he's protected us from, but he's protected us from. His angels have been protected and encamped all around and about us. And so that's my word for today. All things, not some, all things, the good, the bad, and the bitter are working together for your good.
You're beginning to life and like my diamond shine. No one can resist your confidence. They try to bring you down, but it's something they can do. Get out the way, a queen coming through. And you have nothing to prove. Just know the Lord's got you. So there's no way you can lose. The battle's won for you. And even if you can't see, just have faith and believe. Your Father's King of Kings. So he'll supply your needs. you looking at your life, it gets hard to find.
But don't let it bring you down, because everything's okay.
You're priceless, you're a star, in your home, and on your job. You hold it down, you wear the crown, don't let nobody take you down.
To see you fall, but nah, this is what we call the call. It don't feel good now, but you came so far, and it's the journey and the promise that will cleanse it all. I know they hurt you, calling you all those names and all, but the Lord calls you daughter, so the shame is gone. And if they want to try to hold you, you can shake them off, because you're free as a bird and the chains are gone. I know you're struggling, trying to protect your fall, but the Lord said he got you, you can have it all. And as a matter of fact, all your tears are gone, so hold your head up high so your crown don't fall.
I know it gets hard sometimes, you're looking at your life, it gets hard sometimes.
Now you're here today. Ain't nobody ever gonna make me go away. You are priceless to me. I even pray for you. I thank the Lord for my baby boy, who's like no other. When I'm looking and kissing and even holding you, I got to give him the praise, cause that's what fathers do. You are blessing, a miracle in disguise to me. You're making me cry. Your life has changed my destiny. My, so precious, so adorable. You a gift from above, I'm never letting go. I'm writing this verse because you know you touched my heart. My prayer to the Lord is that we'll never be apart.
I know it gets hard sometimes, you're looking at your life, it gets hard sometimes.
Ooh, but don't let it bring you down, because everything is okay.
Future.
I bought the lie. It was a trap. I ain't know it though. It was a setup. They told me your environment would change you before you change it. But I'm out the trap now. And I'm here to tell y'all how to get out.
Off the lot, I thought the block would open up my dreams. Fast money, fast bras, I'm a witness. Cash is cream. Wishful thinking for a little homie from the hood. Raised in a Christian home, on the block a lot of nights I stood. My subconscious is conscious, filled with contamination. My passion for right is wrong, and we celebrating. Pour out a little liquor for the homies that we missing. We baking up that recipe for the streets, hell's kitchen. The light was shining in the dark, I had no comprehension. Surrounded by the dark, every day the light was surely missing. I heard about the Savior, how he took it on the cross. All or nothing from his heart, he was born to die to save us all. So I received him, he gave me the power to become a son. It's recorded in John, verse 12, chapter 1. I'm preaching truth, he sanctified me in his word. Left the block, starting over, growing up, prepared to serve.
It's the trap, look out, look out. It's the trap, it's the trap, look out, look out. It's the trap.
Manipulating minds, we popping, dropping, back bending, but don't hear the lines. They call us out a name and more, but we still down to ride. He got a chance. for your crime. A dollar now, but can't see the future in your eyes. He sold his last girl the story, but you different, right? What profit fit for man to gain, but just lose his life? Now I've been down that road before, but God just saved my life. It's like a trap out here for real, and I ain't even lying. Now it's conspiracy theory, so fool for your mind. Don't let them fools sell you lies, time to realize.
Tricks on me. I've been nurtured, I've been something in society. In the hood, we've been labeled the minority. So we trapping on our own, the majority. I tell it all, I got records of diplomacy. I seen the hate in their eyes when it came at me. So I'm praying for my life, I'm talking G-O-D. I got to give it all to him because he set me free.
We've been slaying, we've been praying in the trap. Record banging, Super Meek and Double A got the word slanging. We came to have a good time, not believing all the lies. No trouble in our lives, sharing food for your mind. Nourishment, get your soul in check. Stop chasing money, hoes, and clothes, and get some respect. You want respect on your name, game recognized, game. It's a shame the trap got you in them chains.